Take a moment to listen to your gut. What's it saying?
It's saying, help me, help me.
How do we help our gut and its fragile ecosystem? How about introducing a prebiotic? Maybe you're thinking, another vitamin I have to remember to take every day. Hold on, wait, there's an easier way. Why not drink your prebiotic with Olipop? Olipop is a new kind of soda that combines various ingredients like cassava and kudzu root to create a healthier alternative to sugary sodas. Yuck, we're getting rid of those sugary sodas this year. And Olipop supports your digestive and your gut health. It's yummy and it supports our gut health. Let's take the challenge and listen to our guts this year. Click on the Olipop link in our show notes and use code DIRECTIMPACT at checkout to get 15% off your order today. You'll thank me. Now, scroll down, click on the Olipop link in our show notes, and use code DIRECTIMPACT. All together now, DIRECTIMPACT. Use that code at the checkout to get 15% off your Olipop order today. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Epting, and we're just so glad to be with you today. I just want to let you know that we are on the third take of this episode, and my allergies are going haywire. So I apologize in advance, but we can't keep starting this recording over and over again. So I'm sorry. You're just going to have to listen to me sniffle and snort and clear my throat and all of those fun things because time is of the essence. Thank you for being with us. If you're watching us on YouTube, hey, thank you. Thank you for being here. And if you're listening to us, please make sure, guys, that you're subscribing, that you're sharing this content. This is going to be just really, really a hard-hitting season. I know we're kind of like underway. We're in it. We're in the weeds, but this is all about intimacy betrayal. This is a really hard, hard, difficult topic. And it's going to, reach your ears differently every time you confront or come to this content, okay? So it's one of those things that I really do recommend. If it's resonating with you, play it a few times. Maybe circle back to it next week, next month, next year if you need to, because it is going to fall on your ears and you're going to process this information very differently every time, given where you are in your healing stage, okay? If you are still in denial, if you are still in the throes of betrayal, if you're still in the middle of a staggered disclosure and every day is like, am I going to step on a landmine? And I probably will, but how do I avoid it? If that's where you are today, that's okay. We're meeting you there, but just know that there is healing for you. And keep coming back. Keep coming back to the content. I specialize in not just body betrayal, but intimacy betrayal. I am a certified sex addictions therapist, so I work with both the addict and the betrayed partners. This is something that's near and dear to my heart. It's something that we aggressively and actively treat in my private practice in Savannah, Georgia. It's called Resolve Strategies, Inc., and you can check out our website. It's www.resolvestrategiesinc.com. And you can look at our groups and you can look at some of the services that we provide and some of the workshops that we offer. But I just need you to know where I'm coming from. And I am coming from a place of doing this work for over 20 years. I'm very passionate about the healing of not just the addicted, but of the betrayed partner. Okay. And intimacy betrayal, it takes about 2.5 years to really work towards a process of healing, where you're not waiting for the other shoe to drop, where you really are centered and grounded in your own self, and you're able to make wise-minded decisions about the next stage and phase of your life, your health, your healing, your happiness. So I just want, I don't say that to be discouraging. I say that to be realistic. I say that so that you can guard your expectations about what this process does look like. All right. So, excuse me. Let's dive into today's topic. Today we are talking about, am I the cause of what is happening to me? So the topic for episode number 266. Wow. we really got some episodes out there. So if you're just joining us, please go back and listen to some other seasons. But this is, again, all things intimacy betrayal. And the title is, Am I responsible for the pain my partner causes? What a great question. Because depending on how you were reared, depending on the home in which you grew up in, you are definitely going to have the tendency to bear the responsibility of everyone around you, especially your partner. Okay? So I had a client just last night, such a lovely, extremely intelligent, a beautiful human being. And she was very curious because in some of her 12-step program meetings, she was starting to feel like, gosh, you know, do I attract this? Is this something that I am doomed to repeat over and over and over? And the answer is no, you're not the cause and you are definitely not the solution. This is not your fault, okay? And when you grow up in certain family systems, be it addicted family system, dysfunctional family system, you will find that your response to being in relationship to an addict when they're in active addiction is very different than maybe a counterpart who did not grow up in a system like that. Okay, so like, yes, your response is different. And there is more that you would be willing to endure. You process the information that you're receiving differently. You do tend to feel responsible. You do tend to feel like it's your fault, but you are not to affinity the cause. Okay. Your partner has brought their own dis-ease and eventually full-blown disease into the relationship, into the partnership, into the home. Okay. And it is 100% their responsibility to work through that, to go to meetings, to find a CSAT, to find someone who specializes in sexual addiction and compulsivity so that they can work systematically with a professional to overcome this. This is their work, their responsibility. I find so many partners who are in the throes of betrayal trauma who are trying to monitor the progress or just create their own safety when it comes to their partner. And I am here to tell you that it was not your fault, and you will absolutely 1000% not be the solution. And the more you insert yourself to try to control, you know, the outcomes, the more dysfunctional that system is going to become, the more dysfunctional your relationship between you and your partner is going to become, the more anxious and hypervigilant you are going to become. It is so common, though, safety-seeking behaviors. It is so common, and it's so human, and it's so natural. And trust me, I'm here to give you all the grace to meet you where you are, and in the same breath tell you, stop freaking doing that. Stop it. It is hurting you. And there is no controlling someone else's addiction. That is on them. It is about them. And their recovery is 100% for them and not for you. That's another problem I think that people tend to have. It's like, why can't they do it for me? They can't. It doesn't work that way. It's got to be for them. You know, it can't be for you because you didn't cause it. You didn't cause it. And so please, please, please hear me say that. Take my voice with you through this stage and phase of your recovery process that says, well, you know, Ms. Epstein, she said, it's not my fault. It's not. Share this with your partner. That's fine. Share it with your partner. Share with all the partners, you know, in active, you know, sex addicts all over the world. Good. Share it. It's fine. It's good content. It's true. It's going to be true 1,000 years from now. Nothing is going to change, and your situation is not unique. And my gosh, I get it. I know you want to feel that way. I know you want to think, but my situation, you know, trust me, I've heard it all. The disease is the same disease that shows up in every single home to destroy not just the addict, but everyone in that space. Okay? It's not unique. It's not unique in your home. You're unique. You're beautiful. You're unrepeatable. You're special. But the addiction is going to attack you the way it attacks everybody else. Okay? So let's get honest about that. And I just need you to hear me say that you are not the cause and you are not going to be the solution. Okay? Your partner, 99% of the time, brought their trauma and their dis-ease or their full-blown addiction into this relationship. So how could you be the cause? I do understand that in their addiction, they adopt a lot of narcissistic tendencies, and gaslighting is one of them. So I understand how you can be quote-unquote made to believe that you're playing a role in this, but I'm here to tell you you're not. You can lay that down. You can let that go. You can start to set boundaries, okay? You can stop policing. You can stop patrolling. You can stop with the GPS and the checking and the, you know, all the monitoring systems. Oh my gosh. Be so freaking resentful if I was monitoring that much of someone else's life just so they don't hurt me again. I will tell you, and I'll probably say it 80 more times in this season, it is so important that you are not policing. It is so important that you come to a place where you can truly trust your gut. And if they're in recovery, trust their recovery process. And know that, guess what? If they are hurting you again, if they're active in their addiction again, you're going to notice. It's going to come to your attention. It's going to come to your awareness. You will get that information and you will be equipped, if you're working your recovery, to respond to it. The information will find you. Stop seeking it out. You deserve some peace, and I hope that you find that this week and in the weeks to come, in the years to come. And we're here. We're here for you. We're here to support you in this process. And like I said, in my private practice in Savannah, Georgia, we specialize in this. This is the work we do. And we also have a course, a very introductory course that we've created through Lightning in a Bottle. And so if you're interested in diving in just a tad bit deeper, I recommend that you go to www.lightninginabottle.biz and go ahead and buy that course. Go ahead. It's about 2.5 hours, maybe 3. And it's a great introduction to the healing process from intimacy betrayal. And so I hope you'll check that out. Otherwise, just write into us. We'd be happy to engage and respond. All right. Thanks so much. And we will see you same time, same place next week. Bye.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing, and from willing to healing.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.